The world, and inside of it is Eddie's family. Oh, look at Eddie. Eddie, that suit is much too big for you.
That's all right, Jimmy. You know, I had it made in California.
Yeah, but what does that to do with the suit being so big?
Well, I'm a big man in California, if you think.
Look at the trousers.
What's the matter with them?
The size of them.
What's wrong with the trousers? You know, Jimmy, these are my summer pants.
Summer?
Yeah, summer here, summer there.
Look, why don't you get a pair like mine? They fit me like a glove. Look.
Yeah, like a glove. Why don't you get a pair that fits you like pants?
Yeah, but that's leisure, Eddie. If you're a college bred...
Wait a minute. Lay off with that college bred business all the time, you college bred. I know what college bred means in your case.
You do?
Yeah, college bred. Your mother and father raised the dough, sent you eat, and it turned out to be a four-year loaf, but you're just a crumb around here, I'm telling you.
I agree with you.
College
Yeah, then you don't believe in college,
not for a guy like you. Now, I'm going to send my five daughters...
Wait a minute, Eddie. You can't talk about your daughters today.
I don't understand. Why not?
Because this is Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. He's getting comical now. I get it. I guess college did you some good at that, Jimmy.
Yes, sir. I met my wife there.
And marrying her was the best course you ever took. You know, she's pretty, charming, quiet.
Wait a minute. What's if you think she's quiet, you should have heard her in the car today.
Yeah?
There's nothing worse than a wife who drives from the back seat.
No? How about the husband who cooks from the dining room table?
Oh.
You ever get that? See?
Your wife's out there, but listen.
Sure.
You know, my wife has no cause for complaint.
No, but yesterday you argued with your wife for an hour. When she wanted you to take her to the circus, you know? If you were half a man, you would have taken her to the circus.
Say, if I were half a man, I'd be in the circus.
Say, Jimmy, you know, you can't... Say, listen, if I thought that line was so good, I was taking it myself. You know, Jimmy, you're extra comical tonight.
I wish I could say the same for you, Eddie.
Okay, well, you must be all right, Jimmy, when you can make Georgie Price laugh.
Georgie Price?
Yeah. She's right here. Well, come here, Georgie.
Come up here, Georgie.
Look, I've got an idea, Jimmy. Let's bring him up here. Come on, Georgie. Come on, let's make him get up. Come on, Georgie. Come here. Georgie, tell me. Now, just tell me one thing, Georgie. What brings you to this place?
Well, I don't know, Eddie. I've been walking around Radio City for the last 3 hours, and I just had to have some place to sit down.
Oh, I see. Well, you picked a nice place to rest. You ought to be happy.
Yeah, except for one thing. I think that you ought to serve some refreshments here.
Uh-huh. That's all you want, yeah? All right. Perhaps you ought to give out some sandwiches and Chase and Sanborn coffee.
That would be a very good idea. I like Chase and Sanborn
coffee.
You do,
huh?
Eddie. You bet. We always use it in our house.
Yes?
We always do, and I'll tell you why.
Why? Why do you... We'd like to know, Jim.
Because Chase and Sanborn coffee has a freshness which no other coffee can equal. It contains no rancid oil because it is not permitted to remain on the grocery shelf for more than 10 days.
Say, George, you know it's nice of you to say that?
Well, isn't that what you told me to say this afternoon?
Quiet. Quiet. I'll tell you the same old Georgie Price.
Yeah, you know, I haven't changed much, Eddie, since we played together with Gus Edwards.
Well, you have a new suit.
Yeah. I have a new suit, and you can't even get a new joke.
Quiet! What kind of a fellow is that?
True.
But, Georgie, I have a new joke.
Well, then use it, Eddie. Use it.
Oh, stop fooling, Georgie, and let's reminisce a bit. Look,
yeah, go ahead.
On the left.
Yeah.
Remember when you opened in that stove for the Schubert to the Winter Garden many years ago?
I
was in the hospital with appendicitis.
Yeah, I remember.
And you sent me up a basket of flowers that someone had sent you the opening night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I remember. And remember my embarrassment when I found out that I'd forgotten to take the card out of the basket.
Yes, and you know what the card said?
Do I remember? Hope you have a big opening.
Yeah.
Oh, Eddie, yeah. Eddie, remember the first time we played together on the same vaudeville bill with Gus Edwards?
Oh, will I ever forget it, Georgie? You bring back the good old days.
Yeah.
You remember I started to sing and some wise guy threw a penny on the stage?
Yeah.
Gee, I could have cried.
Yeah. And, Eddie, I can still remember the line that you used when he threw the penny.
Yeah.
I remember you picked it up, you looked at him, and said, I can think of only one animal that throws a cent.
That's
I thought that was one.
I got a good memory. Gosh, Georgie, how the years fly.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You look just as young as ever.
Well, you know, Eddie, I've only seen 22 summers.
What do you do, Georgie? Hide in the winter?
Yeah, wait a minute. You know, I felt a little bit old yesterday.
Why?
Well, you know, my little nephew, Dave, he said that he would like to marry your daughter, Edna, someday.
Why, Georgie, he couldn't keep her in Hampshire.
What is she going to do, have a cold for the rest of her life? But, Eddie, you must get a lot of, a great deal of joy out of your family.
I do, Georgie, but once in a while they aggravate.
They do?
I was telling Jimmy this morning, especially yeah. Janet, that's the 60-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, at Christmas, I don't mind her telling the kids in the neighborhood that I'm Santa Claus.
No.
But last Sunday, when she told them that I laid all her Easter eggs, that I don't know.
Oh, Eddie, wait a minute. I don't believe that. That's just a joke.
Oh, I meant to ask you, Georgie. Since you've been here,
yeah.
How do you think my jokes came across?
I'm a Mayflower, Eddie.
Quiet. Isn't it remarkable, though, George? You know, I promised my grandmother I'd never be a comedian.
Well, that's what I like. I like a man that keeps his word. But tell me, Eddie.
Yes.
You know, I've been wondering about one thing. All these years that I've been seeing you, why is it that when you sing songs, you always run up and down all over the stage?
Well, I think it makes it harder to hit me. I was a wise guy when I was a kid.
You know, Eddie, I love your sense of humor.
Thanks, Georgie. You know, I always laugh when I see something funny.
Yeah, I'll bet you get a lot of fun out of shaving.
I do, but wait a minute, Georgie Price. You know, whenever I shave,
yeah.
I always use two razors. A big razor and a very small one.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was shaving downstairs, and my daughter Janet was watching me.
Yeah.
I lathered my face and was all ready to shave when I noticed there was no blade in the razor.
No blade.
So I said to Janet, I said, look, honey, do me a favor. Go upstairs and get Daddy the baby razor.
Well, did she get you the baby razor?
She went to the foot of the stairs and hollered, Mama, Daddy wants you.
Oh, a baby razor. I get it. Well, Eddie, I'll bet that Ida got a great laugh out of that.
Well, you bet. No, let me ask you, Georgie, are you sending your wife away to the country again?
Oh, no, not this summer. This summer, I'm going to make love to her myself.
I see. Well, listen,
Eddie, I've got to run along. So long.
Wait a minute.
What?
You're not going to get off that easy.
No.
A song, Georgie, what do you say?
Oh, no, not
what do you say, kid?
Come on now. I'm not prepared, Eddie.
Not prepared? Well, then just do what you rehearsed this afternoon. Look at this. Ruben Up has been faking for 15 years. He can take one more number, huh?
Oh, well, listen, how would you like to hear Over Somebody Else's Shoulder?
That's swell.
Okay, now, I know Ruben Up. Listen, Ruben Up, play like you never played before. Play good.
He knows you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If I'm not taking too much valuable time, I'd like to give you my impression of the way Ed Wynn and Harry Richman, my niece, would sing the same chorus.
Graham, you love tonight's opera. Tonight's opera is wonderful, you see. It's called the Letra because that's the girl's name. The girl's name is Letra, and she's some hot baby. My boy is Letra, too. Now, Letra is dancing, you see. She's dancing, and over somebody's shoulder, she sees Harry Richman, and she falls in love with him. She's nuts, you see. She sees Harry Richman, and he loves her, and he thinks to her like this, he says. The moment I spied your wonderful sweetheart, my heart was in danger, sweetheart. Because that glorious, wonderful girl in my arms, a total stranger, of it was older. I'm body older, older.
Oh, dear.
I felt it a fall.
I'm going to give you my impression of the way two of my dearest friends would sing the same chorus, Al Jolson and our own Eddie.
It was over my little ruby shoulder, that's what it was. It was over my little ruby shoulder that I looked up and I saw Walter Winkle standing there. I looked at Ruby, I looked at my little Ruby, and I told her, I'm going to knock this guy colder. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to knock him colder than my mammy. Than my mammy. The moment my heart was in danger. The girl I held in my arms became a total stranger. Oh, no, somebody else is older. I tell him all.
The majority of them suggested Little Red Riding Hood, and tonight Eddie will enact it. Of course, it's a long time since Eddie was a child, and he hardly remembers the story, but he will try to do his best. Eddie will play the part of Little Red Riding Hood, Jimmy Wallington the mother, and Teddy Bergman the wolf. The scene opens.
Come here, Little Red Riding Hood. Why don't you eat your dinner?
I don't want to, Mama.
Don't you like codfish?
No, Mama, I don't like codfish, and I'm glad I don't like it, because if I liked it, I'd eat it. I hate the darn stuff.
Well, I eat lots of it.
Well, you shouldn't, Mother. You know how fat you're getting to be. You've got to use inner tubes for garters now.
All right, Little Red Riding Hood. You better start out for your grandma's.
Well, first I'm going to give the flowers some water.
Oh, I'm surprised that you're a high school girl.
What's the matter?
You don't say, give the flowers some water. You say, water the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say, I'm going to give the pig the feed. You say, I'm going to feed the pig.
I see, Ma.
But now, what are you going to do after you water the flowers?
I'm going to milk the cat.
Now, listen, Little Red Riding Hood.
What's the matter?
Hurry up, take this basket of preserves over to Grandma's.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to give her the silverware. She's going to have a party tomorrow.
All right, Ma.
Now, Little Red Riding Hood, before you go to Granny's, Mother will kiss you.
Mm-hmm. Say, Jimmy, if you're going to play your mother, you'll have to stop chewing the back. I'm pushing.
Well, you're no Easter Lily yourself.
Goodbye, Ma. Goodbye. I'm going to Granny. She don't live very far, and so my poor feet won't get sore. My granny used to live 20 miles away, but I'm glad that Granny doesn't live there anymore. Ah, listen to the little bird. It's so lonesome in these woods. There's not a soul in sight.
outside. Who is that big car? What is that big car that's pulling up alongside of me? Who is it?
Hi, baby. Where are those good-looking legs carrying you?
To my granny's, and there won't be any heels dragging along either. Scram, loafer.
Ah, come on, cutie. You look so nice in your little red cape. You're a peach.
No, no, I'm a grapefruit.
A grapefruit?
Yeah, just try and squeeze me and get it right in the eye. You hear me? Who are you anyway? Who are you?
Prince McCart.
Oh, I see. A Wolf.
In Python.
Uh-huh.
Hop in. I'll give you a lift, Judy.
Well, I'll get in the car, but don't pull me. I'm a D.A.R.
A daughter of the American Revolution?
No, D.A.R. Don't act rough. What a nice car. Who's it belong to, Mr. Wolf?
To me and the Amalgamated Finance Corporation.
Yeah?
Hey, listen, Rick. You look prettier every minute. You know what that's a sign of?
Sure, you're about to run out of gas.
Oh, come on. You give us a
kiss. Wait a minute. What kind of a girl do you think I am?
Ah, let's have one kiss. Just a sample.
I don't give samples, but I'll give you references.
Now, don't fool with me now. I'm a real wolf with fangs.
With what?
Fangs.
You're welcome. How dare you growl at a lady, you lowlife?
Who's a lowlife? I'm the biggest sport in town. I change my clothes 4 times a day.
What's that? My brother changes his clothes 16 times a day.
He does. How old is he?
He's 3 months old. Hey, don't drive so fast, will you?
Ah, don't be afraid, cutie. This car has me yet.
Oh, yeah? Well, that is my knee, and I don't like your ass. Get out of here.
You slap me.
Get out of here now. Get out of here, you hear me?
Don't slap me.
Yes, and now you let me ride out of here, or I'll call that cop.
All right, Red. But I'll get you yet. From playing in the mud when I was a child.
And what big feet you have, Grandma.
I also walked in the mud, my child.
Oh, Grandma, I guess you must have sat in the mud, too.
come on. Let me take you in my arms.
Oh, wait a minute. Go in. You're not my grandma. I recognize you, this guy. You're a wolf in sheep clothing. That's what you are. Wait for me.
I had to do it. Please. I'm mad about you. Oh, I love you, Red. I love you. Come on, let me have a real soul kiss.
A soul kiss? All right. Kiss my foot. Here.
Now listen, if you don't kiss me, I'm going to rob the whole joint. I'm going in the other room and see what I can see.
Oh, I'm so afraid. Oh,
why, Lady, what's going on here?
Quiet, Grandma. The wolf is in the next room and he's going to rob everything in the house. I'll die if he steals the silverware I brought over.
Whatever we would do.
I'll tell you what, Granny. You sit down and cover up this basket of preserves, and I'll sit on the silverware.
All right.
Well, I see you got your grandma for company. You dames ain't got nothing worth stealing. Well, just take this piano away.
Taking the piano?
Hold on.
Oh, Grandma, thank heaven he's gone.
No, he is. But it was a good idea, you know, to sit on the silverware.
Yes, yeah,
that's right. It was a good idea. And by my sitting on the basket, I covered it and saved the preserve.
Yeah, and if Kate Smith were here, we could have saved the piano. Here comes the sailors, here comes the sailors, ship ahoy. This is Havana, land of manana, sailor boy. Sailor McCann, the happiest man, tells all the men. Here in Havana, I'll see my Anna once again. But if Anna doesn't love me anymore, then I'll do what I did before. If I can't have Anna in Cuba, then I'll see Esther in Spain. Though I adore her, he says that I bore her, I love my senora in vain. If I can't have Anna in Cuba, then I'll see Esther in Spain. When that macaca starts doing the hopka, he certainly got you insane. Grandma, though it's warm in Havana, has a frigid air manner.
mountain and a vanity suit me so. I'll pack up and go. If I can't have that in Cuba, then I'll see Esther in Spain. If Esther don't love me, then I'll take a boat again back to my mammy in Maine. If I can't have that in Cuba, then I'll see Mimi in France. That little mama is more than a drama. That baby was made for romance. And if I find that Mimi won't have me, I'll travel north to the pole. When those Eskimos stop rubbing your noses, they love you, but boy, is it cold. I may even travel to Bombay, where the women can sway, sway. Every girl with a hippity hip starts rocking the ship. If I can have Anna in Cuba, I'll tip my hat and I'll go. I'm gonna be managed. I'll tell her in Spanish. I've got Ida in Idaho. Ho!
Good guys, two swords and a horse pill. Pistol, how do you like it? Eddie, you look like nothing human. Listen, what's all the artillery for?
Jimmy, I'm going over to Rubinoff's house to play a friendly game of bridge, that's all.
Friendly game, eh?
Sure.
Well, what are the shin guards for?
Oh, Jimmy, you know, Rubinoff has a habit of kicking under the table. You see, he plays contact bridge. Why don't you come over and join us, Jimmy?
Well, I'll tell you, Eddie, I don't like those games of chance.
There's no chance. Everybody cheats. You know, last time I played at Rubinoff's house, I won $26.
Honestly?
Well, I won it. Look it. You should have heard Rubinoff complain.
Say, I hate to play cards with a bad loser, don't you?
I'd rather play with a bad loser than any kind of a winner. You ever figure that out?
Well, listen, if the stakes aren't too high, I'll go over to Rubinoff with you.
Sure, you'll have a swell time. You know, I've arranged for Rubinoff to give us a little piece on the violin.
Hey, I thought you didn't like to hear him play.
That's why I made him promise to give us a little piece. Heaven knows we need it. Sometimes I wonder why that man was born.
Oh, Rubinoff is all right in this place, Eddie.
Yeah, but he's got to die to get there. You know, I want you to remember one thing when you get over there, Jimmy. You'd better keep your eyes open.
Now, why should I keep my eyes open?
Because you look like a darn fool if you walk around with them. Come on, Jimmy, I'll drive you over. Hop in. Here's my car. Right. Hop in.
New car, old top?
No, old car, new top. Hey, look out! Gee, we just missed that truck.
Why did you blow your horn? What is that, a klaxon?
No, it's an indifferent horn.
What do you mean, an indifferent horn?
It just doesn't give a hoot. Well, here we are, Jimmy. Hello, Rubinoff.
I'll be camp for Jimmy Wallenstein. Oh, I'm so glad that you're coming.
Come inside and look over my place.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like this?
What is that, an ashtray?
No, that's the kitchen.
A little small.
Yeah, so small here you can only use condensed milk. Look at, do they ask you much for rent?
Yeah, they ask all the time, but I don't pay.
Just like real brother.
Look, Abby, I got the cremated shower,
yes.
Electric light, cemetery plumbing, and a hoosier.
A hoosier? Why, what's a hoosier?
Oh, the bell rings, you hold something to the ear, you say hello, somebody else says hello, and you say hoosier?
I see, it's something like a wow.
What's a wow?
Well, a wow is something that your wife doesn't very often catch you doing, but when she does, wow.
Tell me, have you liking this room?
Yeah.
I put up that wallpaper myself, but I couldn't figure out why those lumps is on the wall.
You're rushing dope. You forgot to take down the pictures.
Look, Harry, here's the bathroom.
Yes.
But there's only one trouble with the bathroom. There's no curtains in here, and I'm afraid if I'll take a bath, the neighbors will see me.
Don't worry. If the neighbors see you, they'll buy the curtains. Come on, let's start the game. Let's start the game, Rubinoff.
Okay. But before we start the game, let's have a little drink of soda, Papa.
Who buys that? I'll take a glass of pop, Rubinoff.
Merci, sir. Here you are, have it.
10 cents, please. 10 cents! What do you mean, you charge for drink?
Mercantile. That's expensive soda pop. It comes from Copper City.
Why, where is Copper City?
It's in it. Look, it says here on the bottle, Copper City it.
Dope, that says capacity one time.
What's the matter? Copper City it.
Hey, how about starting this bridge game?
Okay, let's play in cops. Happy Camper and me will be partners, and Jimmy Wallenstein, you'll be partners with Miss Holden here.
Yeah.
And
Oh, that's great. Is that all right with you, Mr.
Boynton?
Oh,
I'm satisfied.
Just a minute, Rubinoff. I've got to talk to you privately. Madison, so happy. Let's go into this room.
All right.
Listen, Rubinoff.
Yeah?
I know that Miss Holden, she's an expert. We haven't got a chance against her and Wallison. I'm afraid we'll have to do something.
Abby Temple, you mean this is
cheating? Why not? It's Jimmy, our friend. It's not like cheating a stranger.
No. Sure, in that case, I'm viewing.
Let me hear your sister. Now, the first thing in Bridges is to remember the four suits. My gray suit, my blue double... Wait a minute. I'm thinking of my tailor.
Is he playing with us, too?
No. Look, there are four suits. Heart, diamond, clubs, and spades. If I want you to bid a spade, I'll give you a little hint. I'll say, I was digging in the garden this morning. Do you get it? Digging in my garden with a spade, you catch on?
That's easy.
Yeah, and if I say a cop hit me on the head, you bid a club. Understand? Madison film.
If somebody hits you on the head with a club, I call a cop.
No. Listen. Rubinoff, what's the matter with you? Look, if you eat herring, what do you get?
Half bite.
That's it. Now, if I mention herring, you bid heart. And when I mention Peggy Joyce, you know it's diamond.
Ah, if that's the case, we couldn't lose it. Besides, I've got 20 aces up my sleeve.
Oh, no. That's cheating. No. Remember, Rubinoff, no cheating, only signals.
Okay.
Well, y'all ready? We're ready. I'll deal a card.
Wait a minute, Wallenstein. In my house, I'm dealing.
Okay. Hey, what are you doing?
What's the matter? What is he doing?
Why, he's dealing from the bottom of the deck.
Oh, well, if you want to play the old rules.
All right. Go ahead, Rubinoff. Bid, will you?
Well, let's see. Should I bid, Happy?
Yeah, go ahead and bid. Gosh, I'm tired. I was digging in the garden this morning.
Abby Kemper, shame on you. Why don't you give somebody else the voice?
I was digging in my garden this morning.
Well, maybe you could give my brother Phil the job.
Wait a minute. Rubinoff, if you don't bid, we're buried.
I'll be buried.
Ah, one say.
Ah, now you're talking.
Well, now tell me, what do you say, Miss Holden?
Too hard.
I pass.
I bid two no trump. What do you say, Rubinoff?
What do I say, Happy?
I don't know what you should say. Gosh, I got an awful headache. I was walking on the street today and a cop hit me on the head three times.
Oh, my goodness. He must have broken your hat in pieces.
Wait. I tell you, I was hit by a cop three times.
You should sue the civic.
But you don't understand. I'm a member of a certain club.
Oh, I see. Wrong club.
Rubinoff, listen here. You're crazy. You can't bid one club after I bid two no trumps.
Look at him. That's my bid. Wrong club.
Am I right, Patty?
No. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Dancing the whole night through. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wait a minute. What's going on here? I don't like the way you people are bidding.
In my house, I'm bidding the way I like. I'm bidding 3 o'clock.
All right, I bid 300.
I pass.
I pass, too. What are you doing now, Rubinoff?
I don't know yet. First, let's hold a little conversation.
Abby. What's the matter?
Abby, wasn't you digging in the garden with 5 shovels?
No. No, you Russian fat. I'm thinking of Peggy Joyce. You know those things she has on her fingers?
Oh, I know. I'm getting it. I did 4 husbands.
You dumb Odessa cow. How can she have 4 husbands on her fingers?
Well, she's got them under her tongue, hasn't she?
Well, you don't understand. What does Peggy Joyce get from all of the men?
Okay, I got you, kid. I bid 7 alimony.
Oh, go ahead. I don't know what to do. I feel like sinking into the ground.
1 shovel.
No, you dumb Odessa herring terror.
Oh, herring. All right. Let it be 1 hard body.
Wait a minute. Just a minute here. There's something crooked here. I'm going to call a cop.
1 club.
Oh, I see. You worked out a system of signals, huh? Eddie, you've been cheating.
Ma, when you say that, partner.
Well, I mean it.
All right, Harmon. If that's the way you feel, I'll leave the game here. Maybe you can use this deck I had up my sleeve. The 3 of you can play pinochle. I'll go into the other room.
Okay. You play pinochle. I'll deal.
Remember now, Rubinoff, no cheating.
Who cheats?
Come on. What you did, Wallenstein?
250.
I bid 290. Hey, Rubinoff, there's a man in the next room and he's kissing your wife.
I bid 300. Has he got a mustache?
Yes. And he's got your wife in his arms.
310.
350. Have you? Is he wearing a tuxedo?
Yes. Ruben, if I tell you he's kissing your wife.
Is he wearing glasses?
Yes.
Ah, that's my drama. He'll kiss anybody.
I love to spend this hour with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a date for next Sunday night. I'm here to say will be my delight to sing again the things you want me to. I love to spend this hour.
Next week, another Gala Chase and Sanborn Coffee Hour, directed by Rubinoff and starring Eddie Kemper. The makers of Chase and Sanborn's Gala Coffee were, of course, among the first to sign the President's re-employment agreement.